What's your name again?
John P.
John P. And I won't ask what the... Oh, P stands for prolapse. And she's the one that's responsible for helping me. Well, really, not helping, but actually making my house clean.
It's a shithole.
Well, yeah. What did you find today? What were the highlights?
Oh, my God, the cast. In the Lazy Susan in the kitchen, we found an ancient mummified cast from someone's arm.
That would have been my arm.
And it was on top of the dead bug feces.
And the cast is actually predates this podcast, so it's from 2002.
Now, this unit will be on the market soon if you would like to make an offer.
Yes, it's unit number 1212.
So am I supposed to tell my story?
Yeah, but listen, this cabinet.
Yeah.
This is off limits because this is where my medication.
No, we're gonna clean it and just organize it.
Right.
No, we'll take everything out and put it right back.
Okay.
Because I want to put your spices in the other cabinet.
No, but I'm saying it's off limits for you.
Oh yeah, no.
Because I don't want you judging my.
No. It's fine. I hear you.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clean anyway.
Right.
Okay, so I'm supposed to tell my story now.
Okay.
Your story? So, the impotent scatter.
Oh my God, yes.
So, the impotent scatter.
Well, first of all, let me explain. This is the person who experienced the duty strike, but he's going to tell the story properly. Because evidently I fucked it up.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, it was many, many, many years ago. And I decided to go out to Sidetracks with some friends. And we were there. Everybody was getting drunk except for me. And I was bored out of my mind.
Why weren't you getting drunk?
Because I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem with Rachel Ray. So anyway.
Who doesn't?
So we were hanging out at the bar. And all of a sudden, this very tall, handsome, gorgeous stud of a man comes walking over to me. Yeah. And I was floored because I thought this man was way too pretty for me. But then it comes turns to find out he's drunk as a skunk. Wasted drunk. So, of course, I took him home. And we went to my apartment. Now,
you don't drink, but you take home drunk people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why I don't drink. It's much easier to get home. So, I had to preface it with everything in my apartment at the time was white. Which I've come a long way because now everything's beige.
Right.
But we started having sex, and all I could think of was this man is like 6'5". All I could think of is this man 6'5". He's got to be hung like a horse with a dick of death.
You're thinking this before you see him.
Right. Okay. So we get in the bedroom. He pulls out his penis, and sure enough, it's huge.
Yeah. How huge?
Big. Like, I don't know. Like, bigger than a Puerto Rican, but not as big as a Polish.
Okay.
So, I'm playing with him. Things are going. It's getting, you know, hot and heavy. Except what I'm noticing is that he can't get hard.
Why?
Because he was wasted.
Okay.
Like, drooling wasted. It was great.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, you know what? Maybe you should just go home. You're clearly not into this. Maybe another night. And he says, no, it's okay. I don't have to get hard. I'll just bottle.
Okay.
So I said, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So I turned down my beautiful white bedding and my beautiful white sheets.
And what
you see where this is going?
Yes, I knew.
So we start in at it. And at some point, I can't tell if he's into it or if he's just passed out. But we're actually having
sex.
We're having anal
fucking
sex.
Fucking him.
Yes.
Okay.
We're having anal sex. Okay, this cabinet is fucking disgusting.
Oh.
Anyway, so we're having anal sex.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting good and going. And all of a sudden, I hear...
Squishy noise?
Squishy. So I reach over.
Yeah.
And I do the little test. I just kind of reach over, kind of rub the condom real quick. And do the smell test.
Yeah.
Horrible. I mean, it was horrible, horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
So I say, don't move. Houston, I think we have a problem.
Right.
Now, he's on all fours.
Is that exactly what you said?
No, I said, don't move, bitch.
Okay.
So I get up and I turn on the lights. And I look, and my entire penis, well, thank God I had a condom on it, is covered in Dame Duty stench. It was horrible. Feces, and I said to him, clearly we have an issue here. So what I need you to do is carefully get off the bed and go get in the shower and clean up, as I'm, like, grabbing a towel.
Okay, so at this point it was not on the sheet.
No. The drunk bastard, the impotent scatter himself, rolls over on his back and rolls off my bed. So I don't even notice it till he's in the shower. And I go back into my bedroom after I've cleaned up, and I walk back into the bedroom, and there is shit all over my bed.
Like,
all over my white
real
sheets.
Shit?
Like shit? Real shit. Like, he had, like, wet, juicy shit that just dripped out all over my sheets. I was horrified because I'm totally OCD. So I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know how to respond. It was so gross. So I immediately wadded up the sheets, put them in a trash bag, and he came out of the shower drunk as a skunk. And
all the shower was disgusting.
Oh, I'm sure. He comes out and he looks at me and says, "All better." And I was like, "You have got to go." And he's like, "What?" I was like, "You have got to get the fuck out of my house."
Oh, he thought you were gonna keep fucking.
Yes. He thought we were gonna have sex again. So I said, "You gotta get the fuck out of my house because you just ruined my gorgeous sheets." And then I never saw him again.
Oh.
I'm sure if he, like, committed suicide from the horror of it.
Did you miss him?
No. I smelled him for a week. So that's it. It was disgusting. Not as this disgusting as this cabinet is
here.
Huh?
Look at this. I don't understand.
Is it broken?
Well, why is it?
Oh.
Why is...
Isn't that...
How does that work, Norma?
I don't know what that is.
That's the
agitator, right?
Well, it's the thing that takes the squirting from here to there, but I don't know how it is supposed to
stay in there.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It just snaps in.
Okay. I'm like, that's the one that got me lost.
Well, I'm a lesbian, so I know these things.
You live like a lesbian. Oh.
That kind of reminds me how my friend Dame Judy Stench got her name. She used to have sex with this Mexican person named Judy Stench. And the reason he was called it was originally Judy Snatch. And then it somehow evolved to Judy Stench. Oh no, because it was... There's no Dame Judy Snatch.
Right. There's Dame Judy.
So Judy Snatch is called Judy Snatch because Judy Stench was having sex with this guy who regularly she did. He lived in some sort of a hovel. This is long ago, before she became, Rachel Ray's biggest nemesis. And then...
I thought you were going to say personal assistant.
Right. And she was fingering her... Well, to make a long story short, she was fingering her, and it was just this mush. And she took her finger out, and it was just this disgusting mass of duty, like fudge.
Ugh.
And,
ugh.
She never saw her again, and after that, she was hitherto known as Duty Stench.
I always wondered what lesbians' fingers smelled like when they came out of a vagina.
No, but this is Duty Stench as a drag queen, huh? So it was a man, really. God damn it.
Our
fingers smell really fishy. I mean,
I like that cabinet. I thought you said it just snapped in there.
Well, it looks like it just snapped in.
Oh,
I need to be more loud.
I swear there's blood on the inside of these cabinets.
That's entirely possible.
I think I'm just clearing away DNA before the FBI gets here to investigate.
Yeah, but it's going to be on you now. DNA evidence. Well, you saw the utensils.
We are now moving the pots and pans to the Lazy Susan.
As opposed to the Lazy Madge.
It's because the Lazy Madge has not cleaned her house in 5 years. It's filthy. But I'm going to let it go.
After you have nightmares about it?
I did.
Okay, so what are we doing now?
I don't know.
Let me stop this and then I'll start another one because I like to make little segments in case they... So that was Duty Stench.
That's good.
Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Get back to the cabinets.
Okay.
I'm going to do a trash run.
Okay.
I love to hear the noise of all this garbage.
I'm a little scared. Ooh. Well, should I do this drawer first? Because it's fine. Girl.
Thank you, Mom.
Can I do this?
Wait, why do you have two?
This is...
You don't need that. All your forks and everything go in there.
You're kidding.
Isn't that wonderful?
What about all these spoons, though?
Or do you need all the spoons? Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I do need all the spoons.
So here we go.
Or look at this. Oh my god, there's like a dead inchworm in there.
Ew, that's gross. Forks. Spoons. We'll put the little spoons on.
I'm disgusting, I think.
I think so.
Oh my god.
Oh look, here, there's a little place for little spoons.
Wow.
This is wonderful. And then these, that one can go because it's rusty and it has hepatitis on it.
I've got some chopsticks.
No. Oh, it could go great with the petrified soy sauce.
Jesus.
And then all your knives go in one place.
Wait, this one's rusted too.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
Oh, so what we're learning today in the kitchen is that like things go with like things. How wonderful.
This was a fraggle rock. So I should throw this out then?
Yes. Get rid of it. Here, put it in that bag, please. These are good. Okay. How wonderful. You just opened up a whole thing. But now all of your, because all your utensils are in here. Let's watch.
More.
Okay, can you stick those in the dishwasher? Because yes. They've been against that, so. Ugh. Another dollar. I would like you all to know that every cabinet that we open and every drawer has soy sauce and dollar bills. There's $2 here.
A Chinese.
That's a bus ride if you add a quarter.
This I need because it cleans the coffee table.
Okay, so here's my question then. Would you rather have all your utensils organized in there and then put the regular utensils back in here? Would that be more convenient for you?
I don't care.
Okay. Then give it here. Put those in there. This goes with all the...
Well, that needs to be... No, I need that, because I was just telling you that I used to clean the coffee maker. The grinder, so it's okay.
What about the rest of it? This goes in here with these.
Just one of these I need.
Great. And all your coffee...
And the screwdriver.
Oh, you need that.
I forgot to mention there's tools in every studio.
Tools, too. Which is funny, because look over here. There's four screwdrivers that I pulled out of the Lazy Susan.
Well, I'm a lesbian. We use tools.
My goodness.
Lesbian and tools, you should know. You know a lesbian.
I do. That fat Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, look at this.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, pull it out and clean it, man. Girl. And then, you know what that drawer can be now, since it's by the front door?
Quarantine?
No. It could be the place where you put your purse and your keys when you come
in. Oh, that's a good idea.
But only that my stuff. Purse. Don't let it collect.
You think my purse could fit in this thing?
Your purse and keys go in there at night. So that right when you walk in, you have a place to put them. Look how wonderful.
What about my here, come here. What about my falsies? Because you know I'm a double mastectomy survivor, so I have to put my breasts down.
Totally, you can totally put them in there. Okay. Alright, I'll be back. I'm going into the trash chute. Pray for me.
Good luck.
Did I show you the callus for my... For my splinter?
No, that'll be in the next episode.
We'll be back with more of our story tomorrow.
Oh, that Joan, she is so wonderful. No matter what happens to her, she's just so marvelous. I love her.
I wonder how come her hair is always in place. Have you ever noticed there's never one strand out of line?
How do you like the floor? See that glow?
What glow? Do you mean the waxy yellow buildup?
What do you mean? That can't be a waxy yellow buildup. Read the can.
Mary, you're looking at a waxy yellow buildup.
No, I'm not. I am looking at a label that says, that can't be.
Mary, I'm your sister. And I'm telling you, it's not a waxy buildup there. It's a waxy buildup there.
You know, these people, I mean, they turn out about a million cans a week. I mean, who am I supposed to listen to? You?
Waxy yellow buildup.
It is a little yellow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.